Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Right, good, the bad, the dumb. Here, the Wednesday edition as we roll along Sports Map Radio. Thanks for joining us on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, and spell Ron with two N's, please. What is the good of the day today?
Oh, the good of the day. We got to go to the Pioneer League where they actually might be pioneers themselves.
The Pioneer League, that is in like the... is that like Montana, Wyoming, and places in that area?
I don't know why I thought it was somewhere different.
Well, it might be. You might be 100%.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look it up real quick. I thought, for whatever reason, I thought it was more closer to here. No, it's Rocky Mountain.
Okay.
All right, Rocky Mountain region. So that's where the Pioneer League is. The reason they're the good of the day is that they may... They're going to go with something different this year to decide baseball games that are tied late.
Oh, good.
Instead of extra innings, and instead of adding the stupid rule of putting a guy on second, they're just doing away with extra innings altogether and going straight to a sudden-death home run derby.
You know what? I like this for minor league baseball. I like this. I have no problems with minor league baseball being gimmicky.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize this, but... Well, I think most people realize this, but it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of... You go to a minor league game and you want, you know, your local hometown minor league team to win. But the organization, the way the structure of the organization is the only reason they're playing to win is to sort of build that into the players they're developing. It's really about player development. In the end, that's what it's there for. It's to develop ball players. So if you can mix up anything to just sort of generate interest or to just be a little different, to be a little quirky, I'm totally fine with it. In the minor leagues, I am totally fine with them being as quirky as they want to be with the rules. And I think this is brilliant because I can't imagine anything worse than a minor league game going 13 innings.
Yeah.
The Pawtucket Red Sox were in like one of the longest games in baseball history. And I'm thinking, who stayed all the way through in a minor league game?
Besides the great people of Pawtucket.
Exactly.
Who have nothing else to do.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of local pride with minor league teams. I live in Colorado Springs, and the Colorado Springs Sky Sox, people just adored them. But they existed so that the Rockies could send players down to rehab, right? So you're like, yeah, Todd Helton, go down there and rehab that hamstring. That's
what they're there for. Or they're there to, hey, you know what, you're still green around the edges. You know, let's fine tune that, and then we'll call you up to the big time.
And the Pioneer League, I think, is what, single A?
I believe so.
I don't know. I'm sure it's not on the level of like the Pacific Coast League or anything. But nevertheless, I like this idea. I like this idea. It's fun, and it gets people home. It gets people home with a sense of completion. That's the one problem in baseball, right? Look, when I was younger, my father used to take us to baseball games at Fenway Park, and some of the games would be at night. And, you know, he'd have to get up in the morning, and we lived close to 2 hours away from Fenway Park. So we left early, and he wanted to beat traffic, because being in traffic in Boston is no joke, right? You may not get home till 3 a.m. if you live in New Hampshire. So we'd have to leave a little early and listen to the rest of the game on the radio. That was kind of the price of going down there. You want a completion. You want it, like, you don't want to take your kids to a minor league game and be like, hey kids, we got to go. It's inning 15, but yeah. I can't be here all night. Right. So you want the kids to be like, oh, awesome. It's home run derby time. Quick thing. The first time I went to an NHL game where they did that shootout at the end of the 5 minute overtime, I loved it. I love it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I thought it was great. It was so exciting. So this has got to be exciting. So
no, I mean, we live in a culture where we wanted some sort of finality to it.
Yeah. You want to go home like something was completed.
We're not, you know, Europeans that are okay with selling with a tie.
Okay with a tie.
But I'm with you. Keep it in the minors.
Keep it in the minors. Don't bring this up. But
I mean, unless it is just fantastic, they found the answer to be all, then you know what? Try it for a next pandemic shortened Major League Baseball season.
If 50 million young people said, I would love baseball more if they did this, Rob Manfred would absolutely consider it, right? He'd jump all over it.
Yeah.
If you had the youth of America that's been turning away from baseball for decades, if all of a sudden the young people were like, in unison, we would love this in baseball, he would probably throw it in tomorrow.
Yep.
Are you kidding? Yeah, but this good for the Pioneers.
But maybe he won't really because we're all screaming, hey, give us a universal DH.
Right, and he still won't do it.
No, we'll just put the guy on second instead.
We'll change a lot of things, but the universal DH won't be one of
Can't
them.
Can't give you guys what you want. You don't know what you want.
Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
My computer turned off, so give me a second here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like I always have this list. I have the email popped up, and then all of a sudden it goes away. That's what it was. And this is really bad. This almost—it's almost sad.
It's like intermission at a drive-in.
Yeah, but this—this no, this is
time for snacks. It's time for fun.
Well, I'm glad
Head
you
on over to the concession stand.
I'm glad you brought up snacks because okay. This is kind of a almost a sad of the day.
Oh, okay.
There are millions of dollars worth of unsold Girl Scout cookies just sitting in a warehouse in Metro Atlanta.
Why? Why?
They didn't anticipate the lack of selling by Girl Scouts this year due to the pandemic.
If anything, I thought they would sell out the second the Girl Scouts came out.
I guess
they've got cookies to sell.
Which this doesn't really happen to me. I don't know if it happens to you. I guess there's a large portion of Girl Scouts that still go door to door in their neighborhood to sell cookies.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
they do.
I mean, parents are probably with them, but parents probably don't want to walk that beat anymore. They're like, no, we're not going to go door to door.
I thought that door to door stuff was phased out.
Yeah, but I guess
I haven't seen one.
I guess Girl Scouts of America still kind of anticipate a good following of door to door, or maybe they just throw everything in there. Like, yeah, they didn't even bring out the order forms to the office.
I was going to say my daughter did not join Girl Scouts, but I've always believed that the reason the Girl Scouts sell cookies by giving the order form to mom or dad, mom or dad take it to the company and go, "Hey, Susie's selling Girl Scout cookies. Sign up in a room, in the break room. I'll be picking it up on Tuesday."
Yeah, but I guess the other thing was. Not a whole lot of selling outside grocery stores because that's where you normally see them now.
Yeah. Whatever happened to those stories like, hey, little Jane and Janice decided to sell their cookies outside the dispensary?
Yeah. We didn't get this year.
We didn't get those this year.
Yeah, I guess it was all
pandemic is right.
It was all pandemic related. Like
people working from home. There's no office to sell them. Yeah.
People doing, having their groceries delivered or just doing that. Hey, just drop them in the back type of deal.
Do you ever buy something from somebody even if you don't want it just because they're selling it?
Yeah, cookies all the time.
Yeah, I bought two things of fudge, and I love fudge, but my wife is like, no, we're trying to lose our sugar intake. But I just bought them because I was like, sure.
How about the kids?
Your school trip to whatever, or you need a new band room or whatever it is that you're selling this for. Of course, give me two or three.
I'll do that from time to time. I won't do it for the Boy Scouts because they never have anything good.
No.
Like they need to step up. I don't need a big tub of popcorn. And that seems to be their answer to the Girl Scout cookie.
When I think about all the people I got to buy raffle tickets or whatever for my little goals in my youth, man, they were really, really trying to get me to be a salesman. Going around going, hi, would you like to support the band? We're trying to go to Washington, D.C. Would you be willing to buy these very inexpensive greeting cards or whatever it is it was? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm terrible at fundraisers. Although when I was in college, my my fraternity put me in charge of fundraisers, and I was like, that's a big mistake, but I guess I have to take some job.
Right.
I did, however, latch on somebody, the previous guy said, hey, just call this number. They'll hook you up. And I'm like, all right. And I found this to be the most fun fundraiser, which was going to TV show tapings. Now, that can only happen if you're living in L.A. or New York.
Right, yeah.
But that used to be a lot of fun because, you would have these unknown shows that you never heard of, and they would pay you to come sit in their studio audience so that way they would have laughter. Or reaction in the studio audience.
Oh, that's kind of cool, yeah.
So, we used to get paid to go to TV show taping. So I got to see a lot of TV shows being filmed that a lot of them didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, you get to go to a lot of pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the shows I remember, I can't remember what the sitcom was, but it starred Tony Danza and Lori Loughlin.
You saw Tony Danza?
Yep.
He was in a pilot?
Yeah, and I'm going to... I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, Tony, but his character name in that failed pilot sitcom was?
Let me guess. It was Billy.
Oh, Dominic. So close.
Was it Antonio? Close?
Closer.
Oh, Tony? Angela. I love Tony Danza.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it just made me laugh because his character in that TV show was Tony as well.
Always
that
is.
Failed pilot.
Always is.
Yep.
Probably in his rider.
And then there was another one I thought was really good. It took place. It was kind of like a Cheers type of thing, but it took place in a like a college like little restaurant or something. And that show didn't take off either. Or no,
what
it wasn't
fascinating
a
fascinating business to sit there and write a script and get a set and hire actors and editors and camera guys and then praying to the Lord above that it lands on the desk of the right person that makes
it. Yeah, you film the whole thing.
You put all your money and effort and blood, sweat, and tears and then hoping somebody will watch it and go, you know what? I want 27 of these things. And you go, oh, thank God. Yeah, what a wild.
I know. It's a weird thing. I mean, you do. They hire an entire production team.
Yeah.
Just on the hope that.
Just the hope.
Just the hope that the studio will go, yeah, all right, yep. We'll take you.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is I'm going to explain a major difference to you, Tony, between America and England. Now, we know of a bunch.
I know a bunch,
right?
Yes.
But there's one that just popped up recently.
Okay.
In America, due to the pandemic, we are experiencing a shortage of ketchup packets.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
And we might be having a shortage of chicken wings. Sorry, Lou Williams.
I did not hear that one.
Yeah, we might be experiencing a shortage of chicken wings.
That's not good.
No. But over in England, just 2 weeks into them kind of doing a soft reopen, that's how I'm calling it, where, you know, you can't, you know, places aren't at 100% capacity to do like the 25% or 50% capacity. You know, we've been experiencing that. Most of our places that we live are past that now.
Right.
But 2 weeks into their soft reopening, England is run as a shortage of draft beer.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Just 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in?
2 weeks in.
That is not good at all.
So, yeah, you can kind of
remedy that.
You can kind of guess what their pent up frustration was during the pandemic. And just like, oh, the first thing I'm going to do is head out to the pub. And literally the first thing everyone did is head out to a pub. And I don't know if it was a short-sightedness by local pub owners or what, but yeah, there could be a shortage of draft beer heading to that country, which could start a civil war. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how it works, you know, but I imagine beer shortage could be a good catalyst.
Ugh. Bring back the monarchy as a reigning entity.
Yes.
I'll make sure we have beer.
they never run out.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Hey, a reminder, Freol Deep Penetrating Oil delivers 3 times more lubricant. It takes less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done. It's also body shop safe, which means it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and it's silicone-free. Use it for rusted bolts and nuts, exhaust clamps, brackets, fuel tank removal, frozen emergency brake cables, axle nut removal, corroded U-bolts, you name it. If you need to get it done and you need to get it loose and you need to get it off, use Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. They're available on the shelves at AutoZone, O'Reilly, Napa, and also select Walmart stores. Again, safe on paint, safe on plastic, and delivers 3 times more lubricant. It's Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.